The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Celci of Polk. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Adam Poe of Johnston.
Friends, it will be another challenging week in our world. May this new day be an opportunity to touch peace within ourselves, to tap new springs of courage, resolve, and hope. May we feel our strength together and use it for good as best we can. In this spirit, we name our concerns for this land and for its people and for the people of the world. We pray for all immigrants who fear their safety and the safety of their families and loved ones. May all who are moved to action in these times be clear and strong and compassionate in our response. For those worried about how they will pay for the costs of medical care, for those worried about access to medical care, including women around the world, for our planet and the ongoing climate crisis, we pray for effective and creative action. For families who have lost their child care providers, jobs, businesses, and sense of normalcy. For the healthcare workers, data collectors, public health officials, and vaccine givers. They are weary and their work is not done. Please give them extra energy to get across the finish line. Let us take a moment to give thanks for the blessings emerging even now for our new president, Joe Biden, and our new vice president, Kamala Harris. For women and girls who are leading us forward and showing us what peaceful empowerment looks like, we give thanks. For journalists and scientists, judges and public servants, and so many others who are offering truth and wisdom in a time of need, we give thanks. We say a special prayer today for educators and staff in our schools, from the bus drivers to the secretaries, to the teachers and paraeducators, to the IT folks, the superintendents, the cooks, the janitors, and the counselors. They've been there for our kids. We are thankful for them. We thank the school boards and the administrators for their tireless service to their schools and communities. And today, we're very thankful for snowplow drivers and other public safety personnel who are putting in a long day. For ordinary people, including you and me, who are rising to the occasion and bringing the best that is in us as best we can, we give thanks.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, are there any senators seeking the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. A personal point?
You are in order.
Mr. President, I want to thank a pile of members in the Senate chamber here that prayed for my family this last couple of weeks. I had a new granddaughter a week ago this weekend, and there were several complications with my daughter and the granddaughter. And the only thing I could do as a grandparent was ask my friends to pray. And you did. And they were successful. And I have a healthy daughter and a healthy granddaughter, and I want to thank all of you for that support, and I'm a happy grandfather. Thank you.
Congratulations, Senator. Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Johnson, Senator Walz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus at 1:30.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, January 26th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Tuesday, January 26th at 9 a.m.